32nd practical, where we'll begin with third eye exercises in sitting position. We'll then continue in the horizontal position, lying down on the carpet or on a mattress, which means you'll need blankets to cover yourself. We'll then do a meditation that will be a shortened version of the one you're invited to practice every morning. Before starting, switch off all phones, take measures to ensure that no one will interrupt your practice. As with the last practical session, you must be wearing loose, comfortable clothes. No shoes, no watch, no belt, no tight jeans, no restrictive clothing. Also remind you that third eye practices based on sound are unlikely to work very well if you're using headphones. If needed, you may want to interrupt the audio recording here and come back once everything is in place. We'll begin in sitting position, either cross-legged on the floor or sitting on a chair. Soft armchairs aren't recommended, as they make it near impossible to keep the back straight and vertical. Besides, when leaning, energy circulations in the back tend to be hampered. To meditate, you want your back to be free, effortlessly vertical, like a blade of grass. For most people, this is best achieved by sitting cross-legged on the carpet, using cushions to raise the hips above the level of the knees. As you become more expert, cushions may no longer be required. At the start of a meditation, it's always a good idea to spend a few seconds adjusting your posture, making yourself as vertical as possible. Posture is nothing short of an art. In the knowledge tracks, you'll find detailed teachings about it. Here is a tip to get you started. Sit as if you were hanging from a thread attached to the top of your head. Then close your eyes. The eyes will remain closed in all phases of this session. Breathing with the throat friction. Friction both when you inhale and when you exhale. The lower jaw must be relaxed. The rhythm of the breath is your normal one. You're breathing through the nose. Also remind you that a comfortable throat friction is one that comes from the bottom of the throat. Even though you don't really have to think about those details, just practice and the friction will automatically fall into place. An important observation is that the throat friction becomes much more powerful when sitting with your back perfectly vertical. So keep breathing with the throat friction while fine-tuning your verticality. In a good meditation posture, there is an element of levity. With practice, it's as if you were turning a dial. When you reach perfect verticality, the throat friction gears into the posture with an immediate enhancement of the vibration in the throat. Keep experimenting, refining your verticality, breathing with the throat friction, then become aware of the area between the eyebrows. One of the skills you need to develop is to connect the throat friction to the area between the eyebrows. On the most simple level, this just means being aware of both at the same time, the throat friction and the area between the eyebrows. Through practice, you're going to learn to use the throat friction to reinforce the sensation of vibration or tingling between the eyebrows. Let's experiment with this. Discontinue the throat friction. Just remain aware between the eyebrows. Your eyes remain closed. There's a certain sensation between the eyebrows. Just rest on it. Then, start the throat friction again, and see if you can use it to reinforce the sensation between the eyebrows. Create a little more denseness or pressure, or make the tingling sensation more tangible. Then, stop the throat friction. Just awareness between the eyebrows. Observe the quality of vibration. Vibration, by the way, is a generic term. It doesn't refer to a physical vibration, but to the various modalities of the something you feel between the eyebrows. Either a light tingling, or a denseness, or a slight sensation of pressure, or perhaps a pulsing. Each time I mention vibration, I am referring to any of these, whichever comes to you more naturally. Then, let's resume the throat friction. Connect it to the area between the eyebrows. With practice, this immediately creates an enhancement of the vibration. The something between the eyebrows becomes more tangible. Then stop the throat friction. Just awareness of the vibration between the eyebrows. Start the throat friction again. Connect it to the area between the eyebrows. Make the vibration more tangible. Don't make it too intense, though. The vibration needs to remain subtle. If you were to make it too heavy, you'd create a headachey feeling with no benefit for your meditation. So, whenever you have the choice, a slight tingling is preferable to heavy pressure. Note, however, that as part of an awakening of the third eye, there are bound to be times when the vibration becomes very intense. This is a natural part of the process. When this is the case, just let it happen. It passes. We're going to continue with musical sounds. Don't listen to them. Feel them from the area between the eyebrows. Always breathing with the throat friction. Thank you. sound after the sound. The silent vibration that is left as an after effect of the sound. Then another wave of sound. Make the area between the eyebrows an organ of touch. Don't listen to the sounds, feel them. And let them enhance the quality of vibration or light between the eyebrows. From here, we're going to continue in the horizontal position. Stop the throat friction. Lie down comfortably on your back. Make sure you're covered enough so as not to get cold. Eyes closed. Legs uncrossed, arms by your sides. The practice will work better if your back is straight. For this practice, there is no throat friction. Just relax completely. We'll begin with the circulation through body parts using sounds. Each time I name a body part, feel it, while at the same time listening to the sound. Let the body part resonate with the sound. Same as with the third eye exercises, be tactile with the sound. We'll start with the top of the head. Awareness of the top of the head, listening to the sounds. Then awareness of the left ear, letting your left ear resonate with the sounds. The idea and the sounds. The left eye and the sounds. The right eye and the sounds. The tongue, as if you were tasting the sounds with your mouth. The nostrils, as if you were breathing in the sounds. The forehead. The back of the head. The back of the neck. The left arm and the left hand. Feeling the sounds. The right arm and the right hand. Feeling the sound. The left leg and foot. The right leg and foot. As if the sounds were touching your leg. Then the belly. There's vibration in the sound, vibration in the belly. Then the area in the middle of the chest. Being tactile with the sounds. Listen to them, feel them from the area in the middle of the chest. Then a phase of awareness of the breath. Each time you inhale, the chest rises. Each time you exhale, the chest falls. Just observe the movement, following the natural rhythm of your breath. Then start a countdown, mentally saying 33 when the chest rises, 33 when the chest falls, 32 when the chest rises, 32 when the chest falls. 31 when the chest rises. 31 when the chest falls. And so on, following your natural rhythm. Awareness of the countdown of the breath, watching the rise and fall of the chest. If you lose count or reach zero, start again from 33. down the breath. Starting again from 33 if you lose count or reach zero. Then we'll continue with a second circulation through body part, using sounds. Each time I name a body part, let the sound touch that body part. Let the body part resonate with the sound, starting with the top of the head. Left ear. Right ear. Left eye. Right eye. The tongue. The nose. The forehead. Of the head, back of the neck, left arm and hand, letting yourself be touched by the sounds, the right arm and hand, the left leg and foot. The right leg and foot. Vibration in the belly, letting yourself be touched by the sounds. The middle of the chest. Throat, then the area between the eyebrows, let the area between the eyebrows resonate with the sounds. Feel the sounds from between the eyebrows, as if they were touching the area. Then, place your awareness on the sensation between the eyebrows. Perhaps a tingling. Perhaps a quality of light or color patterns. Perhaps just a something. Whatever the quality may be, let it resonate with the sounds. sound after the sound, meaning the after effect of the sound. At this stage, you may find it easy to sense the quality of diffuse purple light in the space between the eyebrows. Let the sounds enhance the sensation. Let them bring light and color patterns. Sound after the sound, diffuse purple light. Then prepare yourself to return to a sitting position, but take plenty of time so as to retain the state of relaxation and opening. So just start by feeling your body. The sounds inside and outside of the building. The horizontal position of your body. The surface on which your body is resting. While feeling your hands and your feet, retain your awareness of the area between the eyebrows. Make it the control tower from which you operate all movements. Move your fingers from between the eyebrows. Then move your arms from between the eyebrows. Stretch your body. And sit up very slowly, every single movement being guided from between the eyebrows. Resume a meditation position. Was your back straight? We'll go through a meditation similar to the one you're to practice in the morning, except that this one will be a guided practice and that it will be shorter. adjusting your posture, as if you were hanging from the magic thread above your head. Your eyes remain closed throughout the meditation. Phase number one, breathing with the friction, awareness in the throat. The natural rhythm of your breath. Keep on with the throat friction, awareness in the throat. At times in the throat, you'll feel sensations of tingling, or other modalities of vibration similar to the something between the eyebrows. At other times, they'll just be awareness and no particular sensations. The art is to flow with what comes. If there is vibration, then rest on it. Otherwise, just keep on with the process. Awareness in the throat, breathing with the throat friction. Now we start the second phase of the meditation. The throat friction goes on while you become aware in the area between the eyebrows. Breathing with the throat friction, awareness between the eyebrows, connecting the two so as to enhance the sensation between the eyebrows. And if there is no sensation, then just awareness between the eyebrows. Connecting the throat friction to the sensation between the eyebrows. Remember, keep the vibration light. A slight tingling is enough to activate the third eye. No need for heavy pressure. breathing with the throat friction, resting on the sensation between the eyebrows. A way to stay light is to tune into the light quality. It may just be a fog or a haze. It may be color patterns or shining dots in the space between the eyebrows. If there is more than one modality, tune into the brightest. If there are modalities of light in the space between the eyebrows, then rest on them. Let them be enhanced by the throat friction. If there is no light, feel the vibration, any form of vibration. If there is no vibration, just remain aware between the eyebrows. No trying, being matter of fact, letting experiences come to you. When a thought happens to pass through your mind, simply return to the process, breathing with the throat friction, aware between the eyebrows. And if another thought comes, then just do the same, as soon as possible. This requires vigilance. Towards an awareness of the diffuse purple light, the dark background behind your closed eyes. Don't let go of the throat friction. Then, start coming back. very gradually. Don't open your eyes now. Start by listening to the sounds in and out of the building. Then feel your body. Then from the control tower of the eye, move your hands, move your feet. Stretch your body. Then open your eyes. As your eyes open, keep feeling the sensation between the eyebrows. Your thread to the gateway of the third eye and all the extraordinary states of consciousness it leads to. The more you remain aware of this sensation during your daily activities, the faster your third eye will crystallize, meaning turn into a fully chiseled and functional organ of spiritual awareness, centering and subtle perception. From here, it's up to you to practice. We may meet again in the knowledge tracks, in which case, expect surprises.